Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Yes! That was so good!
Oh, no! Holy smokes! Welcome back to Jones and Keefe. But Jones, before you say a word, don't even say a word.
What?
Let's go to the trade deadline desk with our very own Billy Lanny. Billy!
All right, according to Ian Rappaport, sources, the Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts. Blockbuster!
That is a blockbuster.
Like the old DVD store. No, that is big-time stuff. Sauce Gardner just got that massive contract that Gonzalez wants.
Yep.
And the Jets, we already put them in the season's over tier.
This is why the Colts are no longer in fake.
That's why I said to Keith off the air. I was like, Colts are fake good. We have to bump them up a tier now.
Yeah, we do.
Got Sauce Gardner. Yeah, we might have to.
They can move up.
That's a team. And I don't know what it is. I thought Terp told us the return. I haven't seen that.
Put him in just a bit outside.
Okay. Well, but this is an AFC team that says, well, we're 7-2. The AFC is wide open. Let's go get Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner.
And I'm not even asking for that much out of the Patriots today. But the Jags, think of them what you will, at 5-3.
Yeah.
We don't even fully believe in the Colts, or at least we didn't used to. They're 7-2, just like you are.
That's serious.
Let's go get a player like Sauce Gardner. Maybe the Jets wouldn't be itching to trade him here. But Sauce Gardner to the Colts, I haven't seen officially the return yet. So we'll update that, but that is a significant move.
They'll definitely trade Breece Hall is my other thought.
Oh,
they're going to trade Sauce Gardner, who they have locked up. Yep. Breece Hall they don't have locked up.
Yeah, go scoop up Isaac Davis real quick in fantasy leagues before that trade deadline.
Get in there.
Okay.
Holy smokes. Yeah, the Colts are better today.
Yep.
I'll tell you that much.
They've already moved up a tier.
They moved up.
They've graduated a tier.
All it took was one move.
Since we did Tier Tuesday.
What did you say? You said a second round pick? I didn't see that.
I thought Terp came in and said that.
Terp says a lot of things.
I said that off the air. But yes, I think that was what I heard. Let's see. No. ESPN sources, Colts are trading 2 first round picks. Adam Schefter just now.
Okay.
Just now.
That's
that makes a lot more sense.
Different. Okay, I was going to say, he just got signed. He's a young gun.
So
2 firsts.
That's a big.
I would not have done that.
No, that's a big, but they're serious.
For them, good for them.
That's a serious trade, though.
Yeah, I'm saying for the Patriots, I wouldn't have done that, but I'm saying for the Colts, no, why not?
I'm not asking for them to trade any first-round picks or second-round picks, but just add to your team. But okay, wow. It is 2 first-rounders, Adam Schefter, for Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner just tweeted, New York, it's been real. Green heart emoji. he literally just tweeted it out.
Who did I just say this about the other day? I'm like, NFL players should do what they do in the NBA all the time. Get their contract and then force their way out.
Yeah.
Good move by him.
Holy smokes.
Wow. Okay.
Sauce.
More thoughts on that coming up.
Wow.
Wow, I was right.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Undeterred by setting themselves on fire, police say these bumbling bandits have been back.
A sight far from impeccable of broken car mirrors and windshield.
So this was likely a mass vulture vomiting event.
Chance. All right, Jones, we got ourselves a story today. It's a little macabre, so it's a little late for Halloween, but this happened in Kentucky Friday. So we just missed this last week on Halloween.
Okay.
But it's kind of a messed up story in Kentucky.
Startling discovery days before Halloween, and it was not a prank.
A package delivered to a woman's house.
Package delivered to a woman's house.
Okay.
What was in the package?
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What do you got?
Maybe an NFL trade?
I'm telling you, the first 2.5 hours of the show, everything was a little too quiet.
Yep.
So now things are heating up. So without further ado, let's go back to the trade desk with our own Billy Lanny. Billy.
All right. According to Tom Pelissero, trade! Exclamation point. The Saints are sending wide receiver Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. Sources tell me and at Rap Sheet.
All right. Rap Sheet and Pelissero working together on that one. Okay. Good job, guys.
Couldn't have broken that individually.
No. They needed to get the Shaheed scoop together.
One's talking to New Orleans. The other's talking to Seattle.
I heard from Seattle. I heard from New Orleans. Well, it's got to be true.
A co-report.
So that's another name that's been out there. And if you wanted a wide receiver, so Myers and Shaheed both get dealt today.
Do you think he goes for more or less than Myers?
Less.
Probably less. He might be better.
Same?
Yeah.
Maybe the same. I don't think much more.
So he goes to Seattle. Text line is saying.
Why does Seattle need him? They were just chucking the ball all around yesterday.
Well, Cup is hurt, so I wonder if they.
Yeah,
I mean, but not that they missed JSN. Him against the Commanders.
JSN the GOAT.
Text line says, guys, you moved up the Colts. 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. You moved them up a tier. You also need to move up the Seahawks. I'm not sure we need to move up the Seahawks based on Rashid Shaheed.
No, I'm not.
But good player. That's a good player and a good move. And another team doing something. You're not doing anything.
All right. Well, so that's that. Let's take it back to Kentucky, Jones.
Okay.
We have
not a football trade. What was in the package?
It's before Halloween, and it was not a prank.
A package delivered to a woman's house with body parts inside.
Can you even believe it? Mm. Right? Our Ryan Quigley tells us about a gruesome surprise.
Body parts, Jones.
Not great.
I'm not going to ask you what specific body parts.
Well,
I'll let your imagination run wild.
Okay.
It sounds like something out of a Halloween movie, but it really happened here in Christian County. A woman says she opened up a package that was left on her porch only to find it was full of body parts.
Full.
Full. Chuck,
not
it wasn't like a loose
there.
Body part.
Yeah,
it was full of body parts.
Almost a whole body.
Pretty much.
Most of a body.
In parts.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just in parts.
Sure.
And she opened it.
When the coroner's office got the call around 8 Wednesday night, they weren't sure if the sheriff was being serious.
Classic prank.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a box of body parts. Are you messing with us?
Are you effing around?
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, that was me.
I think would anybody this time of year would assume that'd be a hoax. Yeah, but it wasn't.
No, it was the real deal.
Okay.
A real deal.
So coroner Scott Daniel headed to Pleasant View to pick up the 2 arms and 4 fingers that...
Okay, that's less body parts than I thought.
They described it as quite a few, but 2 arms, 4 fingers.
What does that mean? Does that mean 2 arms with...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
About hands and 4 fingers, or is it 2 complete arms with the hands and fingers plus 4 extra fingers?
No, I think it's 2 arms.
Yep.
I think it's 4 fingers, which my guess would be 6 fingers, like, fell out.
No hands.
Oh.
There's just a trail of fingers?
Yeah, just fingers are everywhere.
Somebody
screwed that whole thing up, okay. And they had a real issue with it.
The 2 arms and 4 fingers that arrived on a woman's doorstep. He says she was expecting a delivery from that courier service, but it was supposed to contain medical supplies.
Sure was.
Ma'am, where are the fingers?
I clicked on the wrong thing. I wanted medical supplies. I ended up with arms and fingers.
Ma'am, there's supposed to be 6 more of these.
Huh?
Where are these? Ma'am,
don't frisk me.
Not limbs on ice.
Takes the box inside, opens it just like anybody else would.
Oh, no.
In the box were 2 arms and 4 fingers.
All right, what's your reaction if this happens to you? You go home, you open a box, arms and fingers.
I go, Cat, let me see the credit card statement.
What did you order?
What is this?
Where'd you get these? What do we even do with these? I don't want these.
Human cadaver parts.
A newfound fear for people who say they didn't even know that body parts could be shipped in the mail.
Is now we tiered fears last week.
Yeah.
Body parts in the mail, what tier would you put them on?
Oh, low.
Eeks.
Yeah, I don't fear it. I don't necessarily love it, but I don't fear it.
I'm not requesting it.
I don't
but
want
eeks.
It. Yeah, eeks. Eeks is about right, yeah.
So you never know. When you go home, you might see something. You're like, "Was that? Hopefully that's dog food, but there is a chance it is body parts.
I don't even have words. I open boxes every day.
Brag City.
Wow, it is a brag.
Brag
City.
Wow, okay.
Every day.
Every day. Man, it's a lot of wasted cardboard boxes, lady.
And I would just die. I would scream and run away.
Daniel, though, says this was not a typical mail service like USPS or FedEx. It was a private courier.
What does that mean?
Well,
private courier? What do they do?
Yeah, who knows where you're getting droves? These shipments from. Yeah,
perhaps droves.
The dark web.
The body parts were supposed to be going to a medical training facility.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure they were.
That was not going.
They're trying to tamper down everybody freaking out. Yeah, there's no way that's
there's
going.
No black market for body parts.
Yeah.
This was going to a medical
shady
training
delivery
facility.
Place. And they dropped them off at a house? Yeah. They dropped them off at a house.
Yep.
He says it was a series of mishaps that led them here.
The sheriff's office tells us that this was an accident, and now the body parts have made it to their correct destination, and the woman received her medical supplies.
Oh.
In Christian County, Dryden Quigley, WSB4.
I was wondering if she got what she actually wanted.
Everybody's been made whole.
But yeah, no, that's good. So everybody's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Well.
Uh-huh.
Careful opening those Amazon boxes out
there.
I know. That is the madness every Tuesday, most Thursdays here on Jones and Keefe. It is also deadline day. Sauce Gardner, now a Colt, in exchange for a couple of first-round picks. Rashid Shaheed going to the Seattle Seahawks. We had Jacoby Myers traded earlier today. We'll get you up
busy
to speed
day.
On all the latest and what the Patriots are doing. Spoiler alert, nothing. That's coming your way next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.